Magic, The Gathering, The Hobbit, Hob vs. HOC, the product code and legality trap to understand before you buy. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Using Puzzlewix affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. Hob and HOC are set codes, not rarity labels. Hob identifies the main set. HOC identifies the Commander Companion Lane. Check the exact card name and the current format database because a reprint keeps the legality of that card name. Wizards lists September 18, 2026 as retail release, so pre-sale visibility is not post-launch evidence. A Hobbit card can share characters, art direction, and a release season with another Hobbit card while belonging to a different product and format lane. The letters in the collector line tell you where the printing came from. They do not replace a current legality check on the exact card name. This guide also separates the retail products by the evening they create. A scene box is a finite display. Draft night is a four-player limited event. A bundle is a sampler. Collector boosters are a premium opening. None of those package names expands a card's legal formats. What is the Hob versus HOC rule in one sentence? Hob is the main set. HOC is the commander-oriented companion code. A new Hob card enters the formats Wizards assigns to the main set, including Standard, Pioneer, Modern, and Commander. A new HOC card is designed for Commander, Legacy, and Vintage. When an HOC card is a reprint, its legal formats follow that existing card name rather than the letters alone. This is why HOC is never standard legal, is too blunt. A newly introduced HOC design is not a standard card, but an HOC printing of a card already legal in standard remains playable because deck legality follows the card name. The safe sequence is code, name, database, current format. Margot says, the code opens the drawer. The exact name decides whether the card enters the room. Where do the codes appear and why do welcome decks confuse people? Welcome decks are teaching tools, not miniature standard products. Wizards deliberately builds them to express a color and create a controlled lesson. The Hobbit decks draw from both Hob and HOC, which is perfectly sensible for a beginner table and unsafe, as a shortcut to a sanctioned deck list. Collector information appears at the bottom of the card. Read the set code, collector number, language, and treatment together. Alternate art does not create a new rules object. A premium frame does not grant broader legality. The same named card can wear several visual costumes and still be judged by its oracle identity. Margot says, teaching decks may borrow two shelves. Tournament lists must still pass inspection. Which sealed product belongs to which evening? Play booster display, drafting sealed or a large Hob opening. Bundle, a personal sampler with lands and storage. Gift bundle, the bundle ritual with a deliberate premium flourish. Draft night, a four-person limited event. Scene box, one finite six-card art display plus packs. Collector booster display, premium treatment opening for a buyer who understands variants. These are not ascending package sizes. Each product has a different finish line. The reader who wants a playable constructed deck should stop shopping this list and choose a pre-constructed deck or exact singles instead. Margot says, a package is useful when you can name the evening it completes. Our scene boxes display projects or format promises. Each Hobbit scene box gives a six-card borderless scene, six art cards, an easel, and three play boosters. That is unusually honest collector architecture. The visual project has a beginning, an end, and a way to display it. Judge each scene card individually for play. A scene can combine characters, mechanics, and card code contexts because its first job is the image. Keep the six-card display together if that is why you bought it. Acquire a separate play copy when repeated sleeving, shuffling, or deck legality would compromise the collection goal. Margot says, a finite scene is a civilized collection because it knows where to stop. How do you inspect legality before locals? 1. Read the exact card name. Ignore the temptation to identify it only by art. 2. Read the set code. Hob and HOC explain the product context. 3. Search the exact name in Gatherer or Scryfall. Select the format you plan to play. 4. Check the current banned and restricted information for that format. Do this again after a rotation, ban announcement, or major rules update. A screenshot from release week is not a living legality source. Keep a Scryfall list for the actual deck. It exposes illegal cards faster than admiring the binder does. A useful legality check has four steps. Read the set code to learn the card's original lane. Search the exact English card name in Gatherer or Scryfall. Confirm the format page and current banned list on the day you register. Then inspect the event listing, because a store can schedule Commander, Standard, Draft, or a house event on consecutive nights. The code starts the investigation. The exact card name finishes it. That distinction matters most with HOC reprints. An older card does not become standard legal merely because it appears beside hob cards, while a reprinted card remains usable anywhere that exact name is already legal. Arena adds one more wrinkle. Digital availability and paper legality overlap, but they are not synonyms. Build the paper deck from the paper format rules, then use Arena as a testing room where the cards are supported. Margot's rule is pleasingly dull. Verify before sleeving, not while the round clock is running. Margot says, verify before sleeving. Round one is a terrible time for archival research. When does a collector booster make sense? Collector boosters concentrate special treatments such as Surge foils, Dwarvish language cards, and premium showcase work. They are the correct purchase for a person who deliberately wants that opening experience, and the wrong purchase for a player trying to locate one exact deck piece. Before buying a display, write the finish line. One premium card for a commander, one framed page of favorites, one sealed box, or the pleasure of opening. The set is not a finish line when treatments multiply faster than the binder can explain them. Margot says, a premium finish is a collecting choice, not a legality upgrade. What is the purchase ladder and stopping rule? Learn through Arena, Magic Academy, a starter kit, or welcome decks. Buy one bundle when personal opening and storage are the goal. Buy draft night when four people have agreed to build and play. Buy one scene box when its exact art is the collection. Buy collector product only when premium variance itself is wanted. Stop when the chosen evening is complete. If the next problem is my deck needs three exact cards, leave sealed product and buy those cards from a trusted single source. If the next problem is my scene is complete, close the easel and enjoy the rare sensation of finishing something. Margot says, the trustworthy archive records both the purchase and the stopping rule. What is known before release and what must wait? The official retail date is September 18, 2026. The product page and card gallery can establish product families, card identities, set codes, and published format policy before that day. They cannot establish actual post-release availability, opening frequency, stable market value, or what a particular sealed box will contain. That boundary matters because pre-sale pages make uncertainty look unusually tidy. Treat every pre-order as a live seller decision. Confirm the exact product, language, delivery promise, cancellation terms, and the reason it belongs in your collection. A code is evidence. A thumbnail with a countdown is advertising. Margot says, pre-order pages can prove a listing exists. They cannot report the future. Final verdict. Treat HOB as the main set and HOC as the commander-oriented companion code. HOB cards are broadly legal in Standard, Pioneer, Modern, Commander, and other supported formats. New HOC cards are for Commander, Legacy, and Vintage. An HOC reprint keeps whatever formats that card name is otherwise legal in. Product family never overrides the exact card's current legality. Check the printed collector code, then confirm the card in Gatherer or Scryfall before sanctioned play. Frequently asked questions. What is the difference between HOB and HOC in Magic? The Gathering. HOB is the main Hobbit set code. HOC is the commander-oriented companion code. They have different default constructed format paths. Are all HOC cards illegal in Standard? Number new HOC cards are not standard cards, but an HOC reprint of a card already legal in Standard remains legal by card name. Check the exact card in a current database. Are Hobbit welcome decks standard legal? Not as complete decks. They combine HOB and HOC teaching cards and are designed for learning rather than sanctioned deck submission. Is a Hobbit scene box a playable deck? Number it is a six-card borderless art scene with art cards, an easel, and three play boosters. Judge the playability and legality of each scene card separately. Which Hobbit product is best for drafting? Draft Night is a self-contained four-player event product. A play booster display supports a larger or repeated limited plan. Should a beginner buy Hobbit collector boosters? Not to learn. Collector boosters are premium treatment opening products. A starter kit, welcome deck, or Magic Academy lesson creates actual play. How do I check whether a Hobbit card is legal? Read the exact card name and code, search the name in Gatherer or Scryfall, choose the intended format, and check current restrictions. What is the safest Hobbit collection finish line? One complete scene box display, one regular set binder goal, or one curated character page? Define the finish before opening premium product.